T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and
All right, 10:05 on The Fan, and a very good Wednesday morning to you, the midday show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts. Of course, we're live from the Mike Francesa Studios here on the 10th floor, high above Hutchins Street in Lower Manhattan. 877-337-6666 is the phone number here till 1 o'clock, and CMB will come your way. Mike, I guess after that, and hopefully the Yankees after that. I guess the weather's not great in D.C. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. Bro, interesting night last night. The Mets actually with a laugher of a win, which doesn't happen too often.
I wasn't laughing in the fourth inning as Noah Syndergaard's pitch count was ballooning.
Right. Well, that's not funny. But actually, they did win a game easily for a change, which we don't see too often. So, and then, of course, we'll get to the Knicks and the draft lottery and the Yankees and their suspended game and all of that. But, you're right, though. Even though the Mets go out and they put 12 on the board last night, Lagares has a big game, Ahmad has a big game, Rosario, even Mizoraco with a big game, even Syndergaard had a couple RBIs, a double and a sac fly. A couple hits anyway, I think only one RBI. I mean, I guess he did have two RBIs now, I think about it.
Noah had two, yeah.
Two RBIs.
Yep.
But, I mean, 5 innings, 103 pitches, this is what we get from this guy now. I mean, I know, and it's like a slog. Every game is like that now, and he continues to pitch like a decent third starter. That's really what he's been.
Yeah, that's why last night I was happy they won, obviously. You know, the Mets are now going to try to win back-to-back games for the first time in over a month since they went from 10-1 to 11-1. That was the last time they won back-to-back games. So I'm thrilled about that, and I'm thrilled they scored a lot of runs, and I'm thrilled Juan Lagares looked great offensively. Yeah. I'm happy. Devin Mesoraco looks like a Major League Baseball player. All that's great. I think occasionally a bad offense will score 12 runs. Even a mediocre offense will score 12 runs. What concerns me is Syndergaard. That's the biggest concern I have coming out of this.
He's been a third starter.
And that's what he's been now every 5 days. And every 5 days it has been a slog. And I reject the notion that, well, the bar was set too high for Noah Syndergaard. Noah Syndergaard helped set that bar. Mm-hmm. He helped set that bar for how good he was in 2015, how good he was in 2016, and even how good he was until he got hurt last year. He set the bar high. It's him. It's his ability. It's his stuff. It's his velocity. It's the whole package of Thor that set the bar high. And so far in 2018, the reality is he's been a disappointment. And while I'm glad he didn't implode, and I'm glad he doesn't implode, that's a great thing, 5 innings is not enough.
No. 5 innings, 103 pitches. That's Zach Wheeler. You know, really, that's what it is. That's what we come to, accept from Wheeler and even Mats for, But I got to get more than 5 innings out of Noah Syndergaard.
If the Mets are going anywhere, and last night was a productive night as they gained ground in the division, but if they're going to go anywhere, the strength of this team is going to have to be that they have two Cy Young contenders at the top of the rotation. Right now they have one. They need a second because the rest of this team is not that good. And I don't think that's going to change very much. So while 5 innings, 2 runs is okay, and it was good enough last night because they scored a ton of runs, and Seth Lugo did a really good job coming in and eating innings, which they may not have the option of doing real soon because Seth Lugo deserves to be in the starting rotation. So they may not have that luxury in a couple of weeks. The guy coming in the Seth Lugo role may be Jason Vargas before you know it.
Oh, my God.
So it was okay last night because they won. But if they're going to go anywhere, Noah's got to find a way to do what he did the last couple of years, and that's be more economical.
Yeah.
Because he was never like this, Joe. This is new what we're seeing.
Well,
from
I think the problem is they're hitting his fastball. I mean, I think it really comes down to that. I mean, I think that's been the issue all year for this guy. You know, he's getting a lot of foul balls. You know, he's not putting guys away like he was, even though he struck out the side in the first inning there. But even so, I mean, this is not that he walks a ton of guys. Well, he did walk a bunch of guys the last time out. But, I mean, you got to get better than this from Noah Syndergaard.
You know, it's interesting because there were innings. Obviously, the second inning was a laborious inning.
Right.
Same thing with the third
31
inning.
31 pitches.
You know what jumped out at me? So, in the fourth inning, he's facing the bottom of the Blue Jay batting order. Russell Martin, who's sitting about, 140 or whatever it is. This Richard Urena and Jaime Garcia. You would think this is going to be the easiest 1-2-3 inning ever.
Right.
Now, he pitched a 1-2-3 inning. That's great. He threw 18 pitches to pitch that 1-2-3 inning. And that was an example for me of Noah not being economical enough, because here you are facing the bottom of this order. And yeah, the results were great. He pitched a 1-2-3 inning. I'm not complaining about that. But 18 pitches to do so? And that's a part of why at the end of five innings, he was over 100 and he was coming out of this game.
Yep.
You know, when you have a tough inning like the third inning, sure, it's not going to be easy. You're going to have to throw a lot of pitches. We all understand that. But when you have a 1-2-3 inning against the bottom of the Blue Jay order, you got to be more economical than that. We live in a world now where pitch count matters. It may matter more than a lot of other stats for a pitcher, because you're not long for the world in an outing if your pitch count is getting up there. And this has now been a continuous thing for Noah Syndergaard. And I guess maybe the Mets are trying tough love on him. I don't know what they're trying. The bottom line is the results need to be there. And if the Mets are going anywhere, he's got to be better than five innings, two runs.
I completely agree. I mean, I give him credit. Like you said, he's not imploding. He's not doing that. You know, he's battling through it. I give him that. But you're right. You got to give him more than five. I got to get more than five innings. I mean, this guy is not pitching like a 1 or 1A pitcher like right now. And as you said, they need him to do that.
There's no question. Yeah,
about
I mean, if this was a different team built in a different way, you may walk away saying, okay, it's fine. If Matt Harvey was the old Dark Knight and still on this team, and you viewed Syndergaard as more of a 3 or 4.
Well, if you were getting it out of Mattson Wheeler and the other guys in the rotation, if they were pitching, you know, like you would like to see him, then maybe you could live with it a little different, a little more.
You know, it's funny when Zach Wheeler goes out there, or Steven Matz is a great example because he's done it in his last two starts where he's pitched five good innings.
Right.
You walk away from it and you feel okay about it.
Even though you need more from him, too. But still, it's Steven Matz. It's not Syndergaard.
Exactly. It's just different.
Right.
And I give Callaway, or maybe I give Alderson credit. I don't know who makes these decisions anymore. But I think it's really smart that they split up Jacob DeGrom and Noah Syndergaard.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. That is a good idea.
Because if Noah Syndergaard ever gets and becomes, becomes an innings-eating guy, you don't want those guys back-to-back. You want to split them up. Because right now, Zach Wheeler's not going to give you a lot of innings.
Nope.
Steven Matz is not going to give you a lot of innings. And God knows what you're getting from the fifth spot in the rotation, which right now is Jason Vargas.
Right. When's he pitching again, Vargas?
Sometime next
week. He pitched a simulated game yesterday. What did he throw, 80 pitches, I think?
Yeah, he only gave up 7 runs in the simulated game.
Oh, is that right?
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I don't know how many runs he gave up. It's a simulated game.
No, I understand. It can't be too many.
I'm not even kidding. I give him one more start. That's it. I probably wouldn't even give him the one more start.
Well, I'll give him one more.
But you know, the Mets actually have a guy who's ready to step in. Seth Lugo deserves it.
I'm all for Lugo in a rotation. Put him in.
And
I don't know what we're going to get out of Vargas out of the bullpen, but I'm all for Lugo getting a start.
You're right. You may be able to get more out of Lugo out of the bullpen than Vargas, but what's more important, the fifth or sixth guy out of your bullpen or the fifth starter in your rotation?
Yeah.
The guy in the rotation is more important. And on a night like last night, sure, Lugo had importance because he came in. At the time, the Mets are up. I mean, they kind of blew it open by that point.
Right.
They had a big lead. But they still didn't want to have to go to 3-4 guys and make this game all of a sudden a close game because the bullpen was struggling. And Lugo did a great job, and I give him a lot of credit. But he serves more value making a start than he does in a role like that.
I'm all for Lugo in the rotation. I'll give Vargas one more start. If it's another disaster, you know, where he's given up 4 runs in the first inning, which he's been doing pretty – I think every start he's given up runs in the first inning.
Yeah.
Then I need to see – then it's time for Lugo. I'm with you 100%.
Because right now you have a rotation – that features Jacob DeGrom. And I don't want to go too crazy about one inning the other day. He's going to make the start Friday, and hopefully Jacob will
be back. That was the right call. You know what? As much as it bothered me at the time, I think about it now, it's the right call.
It was the right
call. Especially coming off the hyperextended elbow.
It was absolutely the right call, but I think the question we have going into Friday is, what is Jacob DeGrom now? I mean, he still has this scoreless streak going on, but can he just pick up where he left off?
One inning and outing to keep the scoreless streak is not good.
Four innings, and then the one inning,
remember? Right.
But hey,
that's right.
Still going on.
Right.
Imagine if he ends up breaking the all-time record and we have this in the middle of it.
He's got a long way to go.
I think that's
59 and two-thirds by Oral Hershiser.
What's he up to now? Like 15?
19.
Oh, he's up to 19?
Yeah, I think it's 19 and
two. All right.
It's either 19 and a third or 19 and two-thirds.
Imagine if he gets
there. Got a ways to go to Hershiser.
No, I don't think he's going to break that. But they need Jake to be the innings eater at the top, the ace that he is, and to be healthy. Noah's got to start throwing more innings. Mattson Wheeler, I mean, if they're going to give you five effective innings, you'll take it. And that's why the fifth spot in the rotation can't become you punting the football the way Jason Vargas has been.
I need more than that from those guys, too. I mean, you got to give, you know, that Wheeler and Mattson, you got to give me at least six, don't you?
Oh.
I mean, five, okay, fine. Can I get six out of these guys?
I mean, in a perfect world,
I know I'm asking a lot, but can we do that?
It would be ideal. I just don't know how realistic it is.
Yeah, no,
I think
I know.
It's realistic to ask Noah Syndergaard to do what he was
doing
last year.
Well, Noah Syndergaard's a different story.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, these other guys, can I get six out of these guys?
Hey, there were some positives, though, yesterday. Devin Mesoraco has certainly been a positive.
Yeah, so far,
And so far, both of them. Matt Harvey in his one start. Mesoraco and the starts he's made have certainly been a lot better. The change of scenery thing has worked.
How about Lagares? Lagares had four hits yesterday, okay? What, three RBIs, four hits. He's batting, I think he's something like at Citi Field, he's like 15 for 37 or something like that.
Right.
He's annihilating lefties right now. He's hitting about 350, 360. I mean, you know, and that's obviously he's not playing every day. But, I mean, when he's been in there, he's certainly done the job offensively.
Well, he's hit lefties throughout his career. This season, he's actually hitting everybody.
Yeah, no, you're
right. He's done a really good job against right-handers and left-handers. And I think Lagares last night maybe screamed and yelled at all of us to say, hey, don't forget about me. It's always got to be about Brandon Nimmo. What about me?
Right.
Because Juan Lagares, even though he hasn't had a lot of extra base hits, he did have that triple late in the game yesterday. I think he only has like two extra base
hits. Not me. He doesn't have a home run.
Right. So he's been a singles hitter.
Right.
I get that.
Right.
I understand
that. Right.
But, hey, singles are better than groundouts to shortstop, right? It's okay if it's a single. But I think Juan Lagares is starting to make his case that he needs more playing time.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I'm with you. Let's see it.
It's odd to say this, but Juan Lagares has had a better year offensively than defensively.
Hey, there's been three or four times this year that he has not made plays when, you know, Lagares would eat those up in years past.
Other thing. And I know it's a nitpick when the Mets
scored
12 runs.
Nice game by Rosario, too. Let's give him a little credit.
Yes, that's a great point because he did have three hits.
Yep.
He had the nearly
just missed
home,
the home run. Yep.
But I appreciate everything Jose Reyes has done. I'm done looking at him now. I'm done looking at him.
He's been horrible.
Especially
he
with a guy like Luis Guillerme who's up here. Play him over Reyes.
Yeah.
I don't need
By the
to
way, Guillerme is batting 1,000.
I know.
Was he two for two?
Two for two. Exactly. Maybe that's a part of why I want to see him over Reyes.
Yeah.
But it was a nice victory for the Mets.
Yep.
And can they today, this afternoon, do the impossible and win two in a row?
But they've never lost. And maybe this is a bad thing to say because they're due. They've never lost to the Toronto Blue Jays at home. They're 12-0 at home against the Blue Jays.
Well, here's the good news on
why
it may not be a jinx. Before the game yesterday, I tweeted that they were 11-0.
Oh, did you?
And it did not affect them.
All right, well, that's good.
So the good news is the jinx has not.
All right.
It hasn't happened yet because you know what? Jaime Garcia is bad enough to be the jinx buster.
Yeah.
Because he's not very good.
Well, yeah.
He's just not. And
no,
good job by the Mets finally getting to him.
Right.
And I was getting a little nervous after he pitched that 1-2-3 third inning. Thinking, are you kidding me? Is he actually going to have a quality?
I get nervous after the first guy's out.
Right.
1-2-3 inning.
Nimmo strikes out. Oh,
right.
Here we go. But nice victory for the Mets. The Yankees had a weird night last night where they suspend the game.
And I guess the weather is not good in Washington today. I'm hearing, Dolph, am I correct about this? They may not play today, right?
Wow.
Well, what are you giving me like this? What is that? What is
that? They're not going to say that. They're going to try to get it in.
Well, I know they're trying to get it in, but it's not good down there.
90% all day is not good.
No.
No. And the tough part is you've got not only the game tonight, but you've got to play the last three and a half, maybe more
of
innings.
Of the suspended game.
Now, I was looking at the schedule. Because the Players Association fought for more off days, there are some common off days. It's just a matter of if you want to take advantage of it. Tomorrow is a common off day.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Boone made a comment about the travel with the Yankees that they prefer not to do it. Next Thursday is a common off day. So And it's D.C. You know, it's not a bad trip for the Yankees to have to go back down there.
It's not terrible.
But ideally, you'd like to see him get the game in.
And here's the problem. There's a perfect day to have these games at the rained out made up. June 4th, they're going to be playing Baltimore. They're in town anyway. However, that's a doubleheader in Detroit, a makeup game from a rainout earlier this season.
That's what happened. You get a lot of rainouts.
Yeah. You don't want to play back-to-back doubleheaders.
I thought you were leading towards the Yankees should play a two-stadium, two-team doubleheader.
Oh,
afternoon in D.C., night
it's
in Baltimore.
It's like the Mets that time.
Except
the
it was the same teams.
Right.
That could happen.
That will never happen.
I don't see that happening.
Yankees would ever accept that. Because remember, a wise man once told me you don't sweep doubleheaders.
Right.
Well, you'd be the only team playing the doubleheader. That's not fair.
Yeah, that's not happening.
They would never happen.
No way.
It's a cool idea on the surface, but
yeah, it's not happening.
And hey, major credit to Tyler Austin because the Yankees came very close to getting hosed. I'm very anti, we played five innings, we're down by one run, game's over, let's call it. And that could have happened to the Yankees yesterday.
Yep.
And luckily for them, they were able to tie the game up. Tyler Austin hit that home run early off Gio Gonzalez and then the sacrifice fly. And because it's a tie game, we can suspend it. But if the Yankees were losing 3-2 in the top of the sixth inning, it would have been a Yankee loss, which is a joke.
It would have been. You're right.
Hey, good job by the Yankees.
Yeah, there you go.
The fact that we can at least have a result to this game.
And at least the stats count, which is
exactly
good. Yeah. No matter what.
Got to have those stats count.
The stats do count.
Especially if you're Ernie and you own Tyler Austin in fantasy. Got to make sure those stats count. That's for sure.
I did have Tanaka also, though, so it would have been a wash.
That is fair.
All right.
We'll come back. We'll get to your calls. And also, maybe I'm the only one that thinks this is a monstrous story, but Robinson Cano.
Oh, the 80-game suspension?
80-game PED suspension.
Now, he's got a broken hand, too, so he was hurt as well. But what do they do with those? They got to – he's got to be on the DL. So they don't that's not retroactive to the DL, right?
No, he's going to serve them both at the same time, but this is all about money. He's going to lose $12 million.
Is he going to lose that much?
So you're right. Hey, he would have missed that time anyway, and that's true.
I'm surprised that they do that, though. I thought that if a guy was on a DL, he had to wait till he's off the DL to start serving it.
I think it's about the money because that's really where you're hitting him with this suspension more than anything.
Yeah.
And the other thing to keep in mind, because the Mariners have had a pretty good season, Robinson Cano is ineligible for the postseason now. So if the Mariners make the playoffs, which is possible, maybe a second wild card or something, Robbie Cano, go home. Mm. He plays that last game of the regular season. Bye.
Wow.
See you later.
Yeah, that's a big hit.
But there's a lot from this because, to me, it comes back to A-Rod. All of A-Rod's friends ended up on steroids.
Yeah. Well, Melky was tight with Melky Cabrera, too, wasn't
he? Was he tight with Francisco Cervelli, too?
I don't know.
He had a PED thing.
I don't know. Does that kill – I guess that kills Cano's chance to get in the Hall of Fame.
Not to you, it doesn't.
Well, not to me, but to him. To me. Look, who am I? You know my feeling.
We'll discuss it, though.
I let everybody. I'm even letting Sosa in now.
Wow.
Why not?
Wow.
You know, because I was thinking about this. If I'm going to let – I can't start, picking and choosing with these guys.
Okay.
He's got the numbers. You got to let him in.
Michael
Just
Jackson,
like everybody else.
Sammy Sosa into the Hall of Fame. Have you seen Sammy Sosa? Looks like Michael Jackson.
No, I know.
When he was alive.
Well, Michael Jackson.
Obviously.
I mean, he's not Michael Jackson.
Look at him.
No, I know. Michael Jackson's more like what Barry Bonds was. That's how I would put that, you know.
What?
I know, as far as to his career.
Oh, yeah, I was referring to the way he looks.
Yeah,
now.
No, I know what you mean.
I got what you're saying. Yeah, Michael Jackson obviously is an artist.
And he's
no
an all-time great. You know, he's up with the greats of the greats.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we'll get to the Cano fallout, the Mets, the Yankees, talk some NBA from last night, and it's Admiration Wednesday. Right. So you'll have a chance to win some great
Knicks
Yankee
got the
tickets.
Ninth pick if you thought they were actually going to move up.
Congratulations. You didn't
go
back.
I got to tell you, I had a moment when they broke for commercial. And all I could think about was you saying, you know what? If they get by nine,
you're in.
They're going to be in the top three.
That's right.
So they break for commercial, and for a moment during the commercial, I allowed myself to fantasize that, maybe the Knicks are actually going to get in the top three here. And then as soon as they came back, and who's that deputy commissioner?
The deputy commissioner.
The guy with the big, what kind of grin on his face?
Yeah.
He had that David Stern smile on his face, you know. But he had it for everybody. It wasn't just for Knicks.
He did.
It was for everybody, you know. Same with the 12th pick. So anyway, but as soon as he came back, I'm like, nah, this is going to be the Knicks. And it was.
It was, yeah.
But at least they didn't go backwards this time.
You got to look at the positive.
Right.
Exactly. You didn't go positive. Congrats to me. I didn't win the lottery.
You didn't.
And by me, I mean the Cavaliers.
Right. They went eighth.
And
it pretty much, it kind of almost went to Hoyle, at least for the fact that Phoenix – you know, was the worst team in the league and did get the number one pick.
Fourth straight year that's happened.
Which is stunning.
And I'm very excited because that's it. This is the last time I have to watch the lottery.
You will not be in the lottery.
Right, because God knows I'll be in the lottery next year with my own
pick. Oh, yeah, yeah, you'll be in there.
So excited.
We'll both be in it.
Exactly.
You won't be alone.
We'll both be in it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.